in the Rosh in the Mishnah, and he said his first pshat. Now he's quoting the Rabbeinu Tam, which he's going to give his preference to. And where it's found on your page, I have no idea, because it's placed in different places, different pages. Okay. So the question is, we're comparing and contrasting this Mishnah over here, which has two Nazirios, one based on the birth of a child, the birth of a son, and one starting immediately. Here it's for 100 days. In the previous Mishnah, it was a case of each one was for 30 days. And we're questioning in what way, why is it over here that we seem to say that it's that one is included in the other? And before, we didn't say that that's true. So the first shot that the Ran says is, the Rosh says is that it's just a question of, are there enough days for it to overlap? Over there, there aren't. Over here, there are. In Echanami, even if over there, if the child was born, he was Makabal, the Naziris, and then the child was born immediately, they would overlap. Okay. Now, point number one. Point number two, the Ran said that the order of the Kabbalah's Naziris would not make a difference. The case over here was he's Makabal and Naziris for the child first, and then he's Makabal this other Naziris. So he starts the second Naziris, the second Kabbalah's Naziris, but he starts first. And when the child is born, it takes effect. Let's say he's Makabal, he'd been Makabal this Naziris first, and then that of the child. Same thing. No difference. And we don't say in that situation, well, you know, first he raises Makabal this Naziris, he has to finish his Naziris, and then when the child is born, if that's in the middle, he's already in the middle, he's already doing the first one. So he has to finish the first one, then he starts the second one. According to this, the first shot, no, there's no difference. Comes around time, real time says no. Real time Pirsha Davka, Harani Nazar, Khashi Li Bain, Minazar Kufyoim, who the Rina Lo Hipsiklum. That's the only case of the Hipsiklum. Why? Since he's Makabal Naziris of the band first, so that takes precedence. So even though he started his other Naziris, when the child was born, we say, I'm sorry, this Naziris of the child was the first Kabbalah. So he has to interrupt the Naziris that he's doing. It's not the Naziris of the band. So since that's true, that he has to interrupt, therefore we say that the Kabbalah of the second Naziris wasn't meant to be independent of the Kabbalah of the first Naziris, but rather it's one, they can overlap. So if he was in Kabbalah, the Naziris of the 100 days first, so since the law is that he finishes the 100, and since that was the first Kabbalah Naziris in this second case that the Rosh is talking about, that he changed the order, so the Kabbalah of the 100 days Naziris was first. So the Ben has no power of override to interrupt that. So he doesn't, therefore, lechayla alei naziris benoy achi yashem nazirusay. So first he finishes the 100, and then he does that of the son. And therefore, he needs. You can't say that the 30 days are included in the 100, but rather they're independent. Vachim Mistabra. The fact that the law is that he has to interrupt in our Mishnah because he was Makabal and Aziris of the Ben first, that's what allows the two to occupy the same days. Okay. Now,
what do you mean it allows the two to occupy?
The two Aziris can use the same days to work. Now,
what are you talking about?
In our Mishnah, both Naziris use the same days, according to the Rush. If it's less than 70 days have passed, so or 70 days or less, so the 30 days of the child are included in the 100 days of the other Naziris. He only keeps 100 days. So how does that work? That he only keeps 100 days. He has two Naziris. Since the Naziris of the child was first, and he has to interrupt the Naziris of the 100, that he was Makabal second, we say that what he meant was that the 100 should not be independent of the child, but rather it should be together with the child. Naziris of the child. Now, there's a addition into the Rush, which the Gilyan suggests. Speaking of the stop. Are you okay? Okay. The Gilyan adds in Abul Hechad, the Kibbol Naziris Shaloi Bitchila, but if his Naziris, as opposed to the Naziris, which is connected to the birth of the child, was first, then he cannot use the same days for both. So ha im kibbol alav naziris shalom adyoim, just like a person in a kabbal naziris of 30 days naziris shal kufiyam, and then naziris of 100 days, we don't say he meant 100 days total. The tzarech limnu is saying he has to do both. We don't say, the first Kabbalah was for 30 days. He says, you know what, why not do 100 instead? And he means the 30 plus another 70. We don't say he means that. He means we don't say that. We say he has to keep 30 and then 100. So what causes over here in our Mishnah that the allows the Naziris of the 30 to be included in the 100 is only because the 30 has a lach that interrupts the 100. Shivim, no, I have in brackets, which means I don't know, some of you might not have it in your versions. Soyser Shein Taglachas Pachos Mishloshim Yom. Belogasid and Soyser Ad Shivim, which is, we have also Soyser Shivim in the Mishnah. There was a Gersa of Soyser Ad Shivim. So you take out the words ad shivim, but rather lachos shivim soyser. Shein taglach is posh shoshimim. Baruch Baruch soyser es a minyan ha'osid lovoi. It's not soyser the 100, not soyser the days that he kept already, but rather that which we expected to happen moving forward. Shein o'elo loy l'tashlum nizirusoi. He can't use the days of the child and the days of the he needs for his to finish his 100, they can't use the same days. So over here, the child days are counted independently. Now, why? She's a glaucus, pochus, min lamin yoim. Kimelum, shalmi, behari adari. So, mitzad, what's left in the naziris of the 130, the 20 days wouldn't be enough, because mitzad hilchus taglachas, that's not a minimal naziris. Now, he's not. So according to this pshat, he doesn't. It's not getting a haircut, so there's not a really. It's not really a haircut problem. Right. It means that Naziris, which one of the elements of Naziris is taglachas, is never less than 30 days. Well, he doesn't have 30 days left on his 100 days, so the 30 days for the son can't be, in this situation, synonymous with the part of the 100, because there's not enough days in the 100 for the 30 of the son. So they must be independent. Once they're independent, they're totally independent. So he'll interrupt the 100, count 30, and then finish off the 100. Since they can't be finished at the same time, therefore you can't use the same days for both. So even if it's one day over, instead of keeping 101 days, you have to keep 130. Okay. So this is all the first pshat that the Rosh learns, which is this is Taisa Shita. Mekashali, that the Rosh. Hailisha Shein Taglachas, Bechusim Ilam Adyoim. It's nothing to do with haircuts. Loshayach Lahaskir Lishna the Taglachas, we only use that phrase, that the issue is the haircut. Alehechash Arminyan Eina El Legidol Sar, Lalashem Naziris. We use that phrase in a case where mitzad hilchus kabbalas naziris, mitzad his neder, he completed his neder, but we have a problem. There's not enough days for the haircuts. So we say ain't taglachas b'chus min lamin yoim. That's not the issue over here. But rather, v'hachi harli l'meimar, it should have said according to this pshat shein naziris b'chus min lamin yoim. The point is the naziris for the son has to be 30 days. There aren't 30 days left. Therefore, he cannot use these days to fulfill. The days left of the 100 are not enough to fulfill his neder of naziris of 30 days. Because ain't naziris, people can see me la medyarim. That's what it should have said. Therefore, the Tarosh, Menir the Farish, Harinoz the Chashili Bein, Nozime Yoim, Nerla Loi Ben, and Shivim Lo Hivsiklum. Mina Minyan, Shemona. So up to 7, he doesn't lose anything on the days of the 100 he counted. Ella mafsik umar naziris benoy. But rather he did 60 days. He stops the 60 days. The child is born. He does 30 days. Umegaleach maybe carbon. Then he finishes the 30 days of the child, gets a haircut, brings the karbanos, and then goes back and finishes off his 100. Well, he has 40 days left. That's great. But if he's already kept more than 70 days, whatever he's kept more than 70 ends up, in a certain sense, not being effective. Because if he kept 80 days, for example, and now the child is born, so he interrupts the 100, counts the 30 for the child, cuts his hair, brings a korban, then he has 20 days left on his kabbalas and zeros of 100, but he can't just do a zeros of 20 days because he takes lachos. So he has to keep 30 days. Therefore, whatever was more than 70, it comes out wasn't really effective. So in that sense, it's soyser on shivim. Down to the number 70, anything more than the 70 ends up being not used. Here's some afreya, soyser on shivim. Whatever he counted beyond 70, Hifsidi, he ends up not really using it. It was wasted. Keitza. If he already had 80 days, so he'll interrupt, keep the 30 days on the child. Cuts his hair, maybe Corbin. Mechayzer umayna shloishim shetaglachas pachos mi lamed yom. So he has to keep 30 days because he must have at least 30 days of growth to get a haircut. Ma'af said Esther the Mafreya shemishmonim batshivim. Therefore, the 70, the 10 more, that 80 is more than 70. That was ended up being hifsed. It was lost. So loss of the soicer means not that it was actually soicer, it just means that it becomes as if it was removed. Okay, so that's the Russian pshat. I told you the Rosh learned that he actually interrupts it, keeps the 30 days of the child. So according to Rosh, we're not talking about that it's overlapping. He's using the 100 for both. He's going to keep at least 130 days. He might end up keeping more than 130 days, but at least 130 days. Okay. Zatim Mora. According to the first show, which Rosh said, which is Tosis, it only keeps 100 days. Or up to 70, he'll only keep 100 days. Beyond 70, he'll keep 130 days. Okay. Amarav Yom Shivim Erla Lakan Lakan. So if the child's born on day 70, so he can count day 70 as the 70th day of its first nazir, the first zeros that he's keeping, the zeros of 100. You could also count day 70 is day 1 of the years of the child. So we say mixes yom kikuloi, and whatever he's done of the first for the first days for the 100 that he's counting, well, he had part of day 70 for that. You used for that Naziris. So we see Yom Kippur, it's like he had a 70 full days.
It's interesting because it's not the combination. You're not using Mitzvah Yom Kippur to finish a cycle.
Correct. Okay. So Zotu Mora, Tanan. So our Mishnah says, if he's not a Leben, so Ad Shivim, Lo Hifse Klum. Vishodai to Ad Lekan Lekan, Iskure Misker. So according to Rav, that what will happen is he only keeps 99 days because we're going to say according to the pshat of the Tosfos. Start with that. So day 70 counts as day 70 days of the 100. It also counts as day 1 of the Nazir of the Ben. So he needs he needs 30 days. We only need 29 more because day 70 is day 1. He needs 29 more days to finish the Naziris of the son of 30 days. And you're telling me that the Lach is Erlon Lekan Lekan and works for both. It means that by doing it this way, and making a distinction in the middle of day 70, as if you started a new count and counted again. You counted that day as day 70 and as day 1. So you only need 99 days to finish your 100. So it's not just lahifsa klum, but iskiri mister. He actually gains a day. Okay. So the more you're right, al bedinu l'lisi ad shibin. The lashon of ad shibin lahifsa klum is not really the correct. That would not be the best way of saying it. You could have said even a stronger language of iskiri mister that it gains. But Mishum Tzani Seifa, Acha Shivim, Soyser, Shivim, or Soyser, Ad Shivim, or not Soyser, just Soyser.
Through.
Tani Reisha, Shivim. So since in the Seifa, the correct Yirsa was that it has to talk about you're losing vis-a-vis the 70. So the Reisha says, you know, up to 70, Lo Hipsir Klum. So instead of saying herviach, it said lo hifsid. Whereas in the sefer it says hifsid. Okay. Now, according to the Rosh, the Morris Kasha is like this. So day 70 in the morning the child's born, so he already had 70 days of the first Naziris. Now he keeps 30 for the child, which is from day 70, day 1 till day 99. Then he keeps 30 days afterwards because he has to finish his first Naziris, because day 99 he'll cut his hair, bring his kibbutz, and then start the Naziris of the 30 days which are left, completing it on day 129. So therefore, it comes out, instead of having to keep 130 days, only have to keep 129 days. So the Marat Kasha is that, again, that even though he has an Aziris of 100 plus an Aziris of 30, which should give him 130 days, doing it this way, he ends up only having to keep 129, and that's the Marat Kasha of Iskari Miska that he should gain. And the Marat Teretz is the same. You're shaking your head. Okay. Toshim is Seifa. Versus, well, let's see what the Seifa says. Who's the Riav? Says no. If a child is born after Shivim, Acha Shivim, Soser Shivim. Okay. Now, if it's born on day 71, according to this thought process, which is the day after Shivim, right? He doesn't lose anything. He day 71 counts 71 days for the first Naziris, and day 1 for the Naziris of the Ben. So he needs 29 more days, so he ends up, like, according to the Torah, so he ends up keeping 100 days. So what does he lose? Where's the loss? According to the Rosh, so day 71 is Betsy has an Aziris of 30 and an Aziris of 100. She needs 130 days. So he kept 70. Day 71, he's going to quote unquote lose because he needs 30 days afterwards. But since day 71 counts as day 1, it's like he had 70 plus 71 through 100 is the Aziris of the sun. Gets a haircut then, and then he counts 30 more days. So he ends up with 130 days. So So, what do you if what do you mean if the Noel Akra Shivim the day after, which means even it means saying, yeah, I understand when it's day 80 he loses something, but Losh of Akra Shivim means anything after 70 he's going to lose. That's not true. On day 71 he's not going to lose according to Rav. So more says my Akher according to Rav. Akher Akher. When the Mishnah says Akher Shivim, it doesn't mean the day after Shivim. It means the day after the day after Shivim. So day 72, he's already losing something, right? Because even according to Rav, the day 72 will count as day 72 plus day one. So, but he still needs. So, as if he kept 71, plus he still needs 30 days. He needs 101 days. So once he's 101 days, so according to the pshat, the Tyson says, so now it's not nivlin until the 100, and now he has to keep the 100 separately and the 30 separately. And according to the Rosh, now he has to keep 100, he interrupts on day 72, he's kept 72 days from the first Naziris. Interrupts, keeps 30 days, gets a haircut. Now he needs 29 days more. Well, yeah, but he needs 30 days of hair growth. So, okay, so he has to keep 30 days. So he ends up keeping 131 days. So he ends up losing something. So if it's born on the Acher of Acher, the Mishnah makes sense. Some more says Abel Acher Mamish, but if it's not the Acher Acher, but it's the Acher Mamish, which means day 71. My, what are you going to say? Echanami, the little you're saying. You were saying Echanami. We should say it's not Soyser. Yehalki, my ear, you're the Tony Nola at Shivim lehivseklum fil Acher Shivim Nami. So go back to the Reisha. Why does the Reisha say at Shivim? You should say even after Shivim, even day 71. Feel Acher Shivim Nami Homer to Luis Sasser. Shramino Acher Mamish, okay, Masnisin, the Rav Shramino. So we have to learn the Mishnah Acher means Mamish. That once in day ready on day 71, he's going to lose, and that's a Kashan Rav. And Echonami, that's how Rav learns the Mishnah, and Rav will have to agree the Mishnah is not true according to what he does not agree with what he's saying. I think they saw quoted in the footnotes in the Masifta Gemara. One of the Chayyim points out, and this is one of your examples of the strange language of Masechta Nazir. The Rav Shraminua, and that's how Rav learns the Mishnah, which is not like him. Like, you don't find the type of phrase anywhere else in Shas. Rav, come on, Amar Lashmaite. So then, Echonami, who's Rav going like? He's not going like the Mishnah, because he's saying we're agreeing that according to Rav, the Rav will learn the Mishnah. The Mishnah is not like him, and Rav agrees that they cannot fit the Mishnah according to him. But he's going like somebody else. So who is that one person who's going like that? The more is going to deal with. Okay.